Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this Wednesday, March 12th. With me this week is John Lancaster. He's head of our Europe, Middle East, and Africa Dairy and Food Consulting. And John was down in New Zealand for nearly 2 weeks doing a whole bunch of stuff. But it's been almost a year, I think, since I had Matt Manning, who's based in our Australia office, on to talk about the work that we're doing with dairy farmers in New Zealand. John, you were down there. Part of your work was talking with farm level consultants, accountants and consultants that work with the dairy farmers, trying to bring together the cost side of the equation with the revenue side, which is the milk price. What exactly were you working on down there? Or are we working on down there?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on again, Nate. It was really, really interesting trip. We've been doing a lot of work down in New Zealand around the farmer milk price protection piece. And as part of that, we've entered into a partnership with a company called Figured who produce farm accountancy software. The reason we kind of went down this direction was we've always been very focused when looking at the farmer piece about focusing on margins. And the best way to focus on margins is obviously for farmers to have a really good understanding of their cost base. And the really interesting thing about the Figure platform and that flows out through the accountants that they work with and then to the individual dairy farmers is that the accountants, the farmers are pulling in their cost data. They're also pulling in their milk production numbers and the seasonality, all of that kind of piece is getting pulled in. So it gives kind of this one-stop platform where the farmer can really focus on the cost of production. And kind of on top of the tool that we launched in New Zealand last year for milk price protection, so basically farmers being able to buy puts to give themselves a minimum milk price and milk price floor, and then be able to participate in any upward move in milk price. As part of kind of what we've been doing around that, we realized that even though conceptually the puts are relatively straightforward, there's an education piece and somewhat of a barrier there sometimes from the farmer side that they on the surface look relatively complicated because you have to pick your different strike levels, how much coverage you want to do, etc. So one of the really nice things that Figured have done as part of their platform is that they've embedded some modeling around what the impact of buying the puts does to the overall farmer's break-even milk price, so the blended break-even milk price across 100% of their production, depending on what minimum milk price protection level they set, so what strike level they set for the put, and what percentage coverage they set for their annual milk production. And then that changes the blended break-even milk price. In a very kind of easily understandable way, and they created some graphical elements and etc. around that to be able to display that for the accountants and consultants and for the farmers as well. So I think this gives a really strong platform for the farmers to be as informed as possible about making strong decisions around protecting margin in their business.
And how many farmers are relying on or using this Figured software in the background?
There's about, I think, around 80% of the milk solids in New Zealand, the farmers are using the Figured platform. So they've got a pretty big penetration into New Zealand. into New Zealand dairy farmer. It's a New Zealand headquartered company. They also do some work in Australia, in the US as well. But their big focus historically has been New Zealand.
Interesting. So while you were down there, you took some time to go visit some farms. What were you seeing in terms of weather and production in New Zealand?
Yeah, a little bit of a mixed bag. So I spent some time with farms in both the North Island and the South Island, and it was nearly a reversal of fortunes for both regions. For the South Island, they've got relatively good soil moisture over the last number of months. First half of their season was a bit wetter and cooler than normal, so they had a challenging start to the season, and up till a month, maybe a month and a half ago, the general sense is like the farmers there, especially in the bottom half of the South Island down in Southland, had been running behind year on year. But the weather over the last month and a half has been significantly better. Grass growth has improved. Yields of our milk production from the cows isn't decreasing as fast as it, say, would normally seasonally would, with the better grass growth, and production is improving there. And then the similar kind of story around the middle of the South Island, so around the Christchurch region, and it had been more difficult in the early start parts of the season, but the last month and a half I've seen an improvement there. And then the North Island, I was in Waikato and Taranaki. So Waikato kind of in the central area, the historically biggest milk production region in New Zealand, and Taranaki down in the southeast of the North Island. And both of those were suffering more from drier weather conditions at the moment. So for them, the first half of the season had been very strong. I was talking to one farmer who was saying, early in the new year, they were up almost 14% year on year. Now, that's overlaying a very good start to their season this year with a relatively poor start to the season the previous year. But that had faded off a bit as we've come into through January and February and into early March. And I got the kind of same general feeling from talking to the farm advisors in Taranaki as well. And the day I was in Taranaki, they announced the regional government announced drought conditions as well. So there was definitely a kind of a drier conditions there in the short term that are causing them some issues. The general tone, though, among the farmers and among the counties, etc., was very positive. Highest milk price ever is where it looks like the Fonterra Farmgate milk price will land, and that's excluding what will be a very good dividend as well with some of the sales of the consumer businesses. So the farmer outlook and sentiment was strong and looks strong for coming into next year as well. If we look at where we're putting our StoneX estimated milk production costs from New Zealand, with where the futures are currently pricing the 26 and 27 seasons, it's looking at the third and fourth best margins that we've seen on record, at least where the pricing is at the moment. And I think that sentiment piece around good milk prices for next season and the following season are playing well with the farmers.
And then lastly, it's not New Zealand related, but I had you on the podcast in January when they found a case of foot and mouth in Germany. And that looked like an isolated case. There weren't any more cases found in Germany. But now, what was it, last week? So early March, they found another case in Hungary. Do we have any details around that?
Yeah, the absolute details are we don't have a massive amount of absolute detail yet. What we know so far is it was found in a herd of cattle in the northeastern part of Hungary near the Slovakian border, and and
The
part
north,
of Slovakia.
northwest or northeast?
Sorry, northwest. Sorry,
Okay.
northwest. Did I say northeast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, apologies. Northwest. I'm getting my left and right mixed up. And part of the control zone is going into Slovakia as well, so it's overlapping slightly into both countries. So a relatively big herd, and they discovered the foot and mouth when there was visible symptoms, so the pustules in the mouth on the hooves, etc.
Well,
And those, sorry.
the control process is going to be similar to what we saw in Germany, right? You basically
Exactly,
kill everything in a 3 kilometer radius and test everything in about a 10 kilometer radius.
that is my understanding. Yeah, it fits under the EU Commission protocol for the foot and mouth. So all of those 1400 animals have been destroyed and buried, is my understanding at this stage. The foot and mouth was detected on the 6th of March, 6th, 7th of March, and it's all kind of jumped into gear from then. So far, there's no evidence of exactly where the source for this outbreak has come from. So, like the German outbreak, we still don't know exactly where the original source has come from.
I did see an article that said this the case in Germany was serotype O, which is the prevalent type in Iran and Turkey.
Yes.
But and that still doesn't tell us exactly how it got here.
How it
Yeah.
got there. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So
I haven't seen anything about the exact serotype that the Hungarian one is yet.
yeah, I haven't either. Hungary, it produces about 1.1% of EU 27 plus UK's milk production, so they're a small producer. Do you think it's going to have, or what impact might it have on the dairy markets?
It's a sentiment piece, I think, more so than anything. Like you say, Hungary isn't a major milk producer, and definitely not a major exporter. They do there was also sheep in that region, so there's probably a piece there around the meat trade, more so maybe than the dairy trade right now. I think like the piece might be more around external countries or companies in external countries being more wary of buying European product in case this spreads further afield, and there's individual bans. So that's probably the bigger risk right now. It's a sentiment piece rather than a significant trade disruption piece.
Thank you for your time today, John.
No problem. Thanks, Nate.
The StoneX dairy team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,500. 4586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers, including arrangement, execution, and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading, and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized, regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. Stone X Financial Europe SA. SFEED is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. Stone X Financial PTE LTD Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products. An exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. Stone X Financial HK Limited CNO, BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. Stone X Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL, 345646. Stone X Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Services Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the Stone X Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM Division of Stone X Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094, or Stone X Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652, and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter AUC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group Inc. All rights reserved.